Street, Paul. The Sentinel Storage Alberta Scotties Tournament of Hearts is just days away, and the Clancy Richard Arena in St. Paul is in the process of being transformed into a curling rink, getting ready to host the top 8 women's curling teams in Alberta. With meetings taking place nearly every night of the week leading up to the start of the event, St. Paul Curling Club President Troy Bone says organizers are busy putting all the pieces together. The event will run from January 24 to 28. Teams competing at the Tournament of Hearts. Team Grey Withers of the Seville Community Sports Centre. Team Hartwell of the Sherwood Park Curling Club. Team Hunkin of the Spruce Grove Curling Club. Team Kaufman of the Thistle Curling Club. Team Richards of the Seville Community Sports Centre. Team Skerlick of the Garrison Curling Club, represented Alberta last year at the 2023 National Tournament of Hearts. Team Sturmey of the Seville Community Sports Centre. Team Vaughan of the Lethbridge Curling Club. Both Team Richards and Team Grey Withers are made up of University of Alberta students. With the finishing touches now being made to host the provincial event in St. Paul, Bone says the support from the community throughout the process has been amazing. Volunteers have stepped up to help, and a long list of sponsors have also supported the event. And while some businesses could not support the event financially, many did offer discounts and other support, making for a long list of community partners. It all helps, says Bone. The town of St. Paul has also been supportive, filling in the gaps when required, and the St. Paul Ag Society has also been a big help. Starting on Monday, the town's largest arena will begin the process of transforming into a curling rink. Opening ceremonies for the tournament will take place at 5 p.m. on Wednesday evening and is free for the public to attend. Local junior curlers will also play a part in the ceremonies. The first draw is set to take place that night at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are required to stay for the draw. Bone expects support of the event through attendance will also be impressive. On Thursday morning, Sponsor A School Day will see hundreds of students from across the area attend the event. And while organizers knew the day would be a popular one, Bone says he is amazed that there are already 700 students confirmed to attend. That'll be a fun and loud one. On Friday morning, a senior draw will welcome seniors to the rink. Anyone 60 years old and over will be able to attend that draw free of charge. The weekend will also include some local entertainment on Saturday night, offering those who attend more than just some great curling. Competition stones. An important part of the tournament is the arrival of the competition stones, which were delivered on January 8. The stones came from Curling Canada and made the trip to St. Paul from Ontario. Once the event wraps up in St. Paul, the stones will stay in Alberta, heading to the 2024 Boston Pizza Cup in Hinton, where the top men's curling teams will compete in February. Then, the Rocks will head north to Fort McMurray for the 2024 New Holland Canadian U21 Curling Championships in March. In the past, the Rocks have been used across the country, and beyond, traveling to places such as St. John's and Las Vegas. They've been around to some cool places, says Bone. Looking ahead, Bone recognizes there are some hectic days ahead, but organizers are clearly looking forward to it. Then, as soon as the last rocks are thrown on Sunday in St. Paul, work will begin to get the arena back to its usual hockey and figure skating surface.